听力课堂，听 class.com。
Jail time for financial titans.
In June 2001, Dennis Kozlowski, then the CEO of Tyco, the giant conglomerate that was worth more than Ford and General Motors combined, threw a 40th birthday party for his wife. He invited about 75 people, hired a band, and had the whole thing videotaped. It was a nice little birthday party, and a good time was had by all. Oh, did I mention that the party was in Sardinia off the coast of Italy, or that Kozlowski flew the whole gang in for the party, or that they stayed at the super ritzy Cala di Volpe resort, where some rooms go for over $1,000 a night, or that hot models, male and female, were brought in to run around in togas to give the party an erotic bacchanalian flavor, or that the band he hired was Jimmy Buffett's band that played for 45 minutes and cost $250,000, or that there was an ice replica of Michelangelo's David that had vodka pouring out of his penis. Gee, I wonder why the very name Dennis Kozlowski has become shorthand for wretched excess and shameless greed. 3 years and 3 months after the birthday bash, Kozlowski was at a different get-together. This one was in a Manhattan courtroom, where, along with his chief financial officer, Kozlowski was on trial for allegedly looting Tyco of about $600 million by taking unauthorized bonuses and loans from the company and by getting Tyco to pick up the tab for unauthorized personal expenses. Like what allegedly unauthorized personal expenses? Well, there was the $15,000 19th-century French umbrella stand in the shape of a poodle, the $6,300 sewing basket, the $17,100 18th-century Venetian traveling toilet box, the $2,200 waste basket, the $2,900 coat hangers, the $5,900 bed sheets, two sets, the $1,650 appointment book, and the $445 pincushion. According to prosecutors, there was also the $100 million in loans to dozens of other executives and employees, which were later forgiven. And there were the allegations that Kozlowski borrowed about $30 million to buy property and build a house in Boca Raton, Florida, and about $7 million to buy a Park Avenue apartment in New York City, and millions more for other real estate transactions and luxury purchases. According to Dennis Kozlowski, it was all 100% legal. And who knows, he may even be right. That trial ended in a mistrial. A second trial was underway in the spring of 2005. But this is not about the trials, past or future. It's not about legalese at all. No, it's about a man who thought he was Marie Antoinette, living like there was no tomorrow while his company was gobbling up lots of other smaller companies, then streamlining the new bigger Tyco conglomerate by shutting down dozens of plants and firing thousands of employees. In the end, it's about greed and shame, and about a man who was able to rise to the very heights of success, apparently without even knowing what those words mean.
Looking far ahead, I only see clear blue skies.